There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, I'm not talking to these guys who's on the end of this phone.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty and old blonde bomber.
The big dilf.
And T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. Moneybags, who we will hear how he did last night.
A.k.a. I ain't got room for you to make a bet, Stern.
Sorry.
All I wanted was Travis Kelce over 5.5 catches, and he ended up with 14.
We'll look at his numbers from last night. He may not have room for anything again. We'll see how Moneybags did yesterday. But the latest is, first 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. And it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. So coming up in this segment, Tyler will have you ready. You'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Texans and the Lions. Sunday night football, a huge, huge game. And speaking of the Lions, Clint, they participated in adding players to their team as they add Za'Darius Smith before the trade deadline early this morning. After Aiden Hutchinson goes down, they bring in Smith to add to their pass rushing unit. And so the Texans will run into him. But all in all, Clint, a lot of moves were made. And in particular, a lot of moves were made by AFC contenders, including 9 AFC contenders made 9 different moves from AFC contenders, and
some made 2.
And so I said 9 moves.
Oh, 9 total moves.
Yeah,
gotcha.
9 total moves by AFC contenders were made, and the Texans did not make any except for this. They did not bring anybody on. They did trade Khalil Davis to the 49ers for a 2026 seventh round selection. Mario Edwards is going to be due to return after this game, so they had, an extra lineman there that they could use or make room for him in a trade to get an extra seventh-round pick. But fellas, no additions. With the offensive line issues, with the secondary issues, another corner receiver after Stephon Diggs goes down, the Texans make no moves to add to their team, and Clint, I'll be honest, I'm not shocked, but I am surprised that they just stayed pat, especially with all the other teams getting better around them. Pittsburgh, who's right there with them, they add Mike Williams, add Preston Smith. The Chiefs add DeAndre Hopkins. They also add Josh Uche from the New England Patriots. Deontay Johnson goes to Baltimore. They also bring in Tre'Davious White. The Jets with Davante Adams. The teams are making moves around them, and they just chilled, Clint. This is to me, and you said it earlier, and I just see someone on the text line, I'm a little disappointed. It is disappointing.
I'm surprised. I'm disappointed. I'm a little bit frustrated. The Houston Texans are a team that made win-now moves in the offseason with Diggs and Danielle Hunter and Azeez Al-Shaair and Joe Mixon. I mean, these are all moves that you make when you're ready to make a serious run. And right now, at the trade deadline, there are two glaring issues with this team that are going to be, I mean, damn near impossible hurdles to get over and make a run in the playoffs to be a real contender. And that is the left guard situation, and it can be a center left guard situation if you want to make it that, however you figure that out, and the cover defender situation for this football team. Just look at how the Davante Adams touchdown happened last week. You had decided you're going to all out pressure, and you got Jalen Petrie out there somehow manned up in press coverage against Davante Adams. Like that can't be. I mean, Jalen Petrie's your third best cover guy on this football team, is what you're telling us based on what you did last week. And they somehow got Davante Adams matched up. Like that, those two issues right there, they have to be addressed some way, shape, or form.
Davante Adams on the last touchdown, the first touchdown, Garrett Wilson.
Yes. Those, they have to be addressed at some point, somehow, some way. Now, the cover defender, maybe Jeff Okuda's that guy. I think he's got the ceiling to be the guy, the potential to be that guy. I don't know. We don't know enough about him yet. So maybe you answer that with somebody coming off of IR. I don't know how you answer the issue at left guard unless there's somebody on the streets. I like the thought of Lyle Collins coming off the street, but he's a tackle, right? So and what is it? Bring him in, he play tackle, and Titus Howard play guard?
Not when you just drafted Blake Fisher, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I've got options now at the tackle position. So the truth is you've got two – I think personnel issues, roster issues, and depth chart issues that are going to seriously hamstring you in terms of making a run at a Super Bowl. And there's several ways you can address that. First and foremost, the best way, the fastest way, the most powerful way is via the trade, and that time is come and gone. So yeah, look, I'm frustrated. I'm disappointed. I'm a little bit taken aback because I thought this was win now. Type of a year for the Texans, and I don't know that no move being made before the trade deadline necessarily screams that, especially when the other four top AFC teams are making win now moves.
Yeah, Clint, for me it's this one's hard because I think of almost all the contenders, you could argue that the Texans have a more glaring hole than anybody. Their offensive line, you could argue, has a more glaring hole than anybody. Hell, the Ravens have made some luxury stuff. They filled their hole. Their biggest hole was in the secondary. Now, we'll see what White does, but they fill a hole there. The Chiefs, their biggest hole was wide receiver with Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice going down. They fill that void with DeAndre Hopkins. And the Steelers needed more weapons to go along with George Pickens. They feel that and add Mike Williams. They add a pass rusher. Like, you can see that. And the thing that gets me is clearly they had needs. And clearly we are seeing the price point for draft picks and what they're going for and the money. Like, it wasn't to me the prices were too rich. And I look at a guy like Cesar Ruiz from the New Orleans Saints, can play in any of the two guard spots and center. And hell, they're unloading Marshawn Lattimore. Like, damn it, they just fired their coach. Like, it looks like we're at a sale. Hell, like, I'd have given up a fourth round pick for him. And that's a guy that could be more than a 1 year fix. And we know that are linemen that can be traded. The Vikings got a starting left tackle. And an elite, at the very least, Cam Robinson's an average, maybe above average tackle. They get him for a seventh round pick. Their tackle goes down for the year, and they said, "We got to fix this," and they go and get it done. So I like, for me, it's a combination of, do you got a problem? Hell yes, everybody in America, including Ray Charles, who's blind and dead, can see that you have a problem. Everyone knows Stevie can see you have a problem because Stevie can see. But I digress. But do you got a problem? Yes, a glaring problem. Does it seem like the prices were too big? It's hard for me to believe that the prices were too big when we're seeing what the prices are going for. And I just don't think that every team just said, no, man, we'll give the Chiefs DeAndre Hopkins for a fifth, but we're not gonna give the Texans anything. We're just giving premium picks. So like that to me is interesting. I mean, your quarterback is getting just drilled. So odd move that the Texans didn't do anything. They didn't add anybody, but they did lose Blue Springs High School. So E-I-E-I-O. Khalil Davis.
E-I-E-I-O. You've been wanting to do that. You've been wanting to bring
it. One side says it, the other side yells it. The other side go back and forth. Come on, Wildcats, let's get it.
E-I-E-I-O, come on, Wildcats, let's go.
But it goes back and forth. I'm not going to do it right now.
Come on, man. You've been jonesing for it, man. Come on, let's
hold
do
on,
it.
So.
I'll do it with you. I'll play in.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it.
5 o'clock fire.
You know what I will do?
What's that?
I'll hook somebody up with some tickets right now. Nice timing. Caller. Number, I almost want to call caller number zero because the Texans didn't do anything, but that didn't count. Caller number five, 713-572-4610. Caller number five, your chance to win a pair of tickets front row in the bullpen for Sunday night football's game between the Houston Texans and the Detroit Lions. The Lions, arguably the best team in football. Check that. The Lions playing like the best team in football.
Right, kneecap off.
They're coming into town off of a big win. They are 7-1, number one seed in the NFC. Big, big game. And the Texans, as someone texted in earlier, boy, do they need this game. And it should be a great atmosphere. And you could be a part of that atmosphere. Caller number five, 713-572-4610. Your chance to win. Tyler will take care of you. All right. Clint. As we hope to hook somebody up with some tickets. Last night, there was a Monday Night Football game, and if you don't believe the Lions are the best team in football, then the Chiefs fill that void as they move to 8-0, Clint, as they defeat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in overtime, 30-24. It's the first time the Chiefs have scored 30 points this year. 30-24, as they take down a game Buccaneers squad who had injuries. And Baker Mayfield almost led them to getting a win. The big talking point from this game, Clint, is the Bucs had a chance to go for two. 27 seconds left. Todd Bowles elected to kick the extra point and to play one to stop Patrick Mahomes with three timeouts with 27 seconds left, which was dicey to begin with, and two, to play for overtime, which did the first part. They stopped the Chiefs, and then they go to overtime, but they never saw the ball when the Chiefs won the toss, and they scored a touchdown. They went 30-24. Did you have any issue with what Todd Bowles did in that game in particular?
No, I don't have an issue with it. I don't. I mean, it's a tough decision to make because, you know, you're not – if you're Todd Bowles and you make that decision, you're banking on not going 0-2 the rest of the way, which is – You lose the coin toss, so you lost that deal, and then you can't stop them in terms of you could even stop them and let them give them a field goal. You can't keep them out of the end zone on the first drive. So the thought is that if you don't go for two, obviously you got a 50-50 chance on a coin toss, and then you know they've got to have everything go their way the rest of the way, which they did. I don't have a problem with it at all, especially watching that game. I don't have a problem with it. Now, what would I have done? I would have gone for two. You and I have talked about this a lot, but I think we're on different sides of the coin, just generally speaking. Like, I hate going into a game and letting the Chiefs and letting Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid take me out of my identity or make me into making all these crazy decisions throughout the game, whether it's going for
what you do.
Yeah, I don't. Now, if I'm watching the game and I'm in the moment, I'm on the sideline and I'm coaching, and I see something that, hey, this game is going in such a way where I got to take some risk. We got to talk about it. Now that's different. But the onside kicking is a thing much anymore anyway. But the onside kicking, the go for it on fourth down, the going for two early on, let them. And I know they're really good at it. Let them take me out of my game instead of me make those decisions for them just because of who they are. Now that decision last night, I think was I would have made it different. but he felt good about his team. And look, I don't. Bad thing is, he went for 0-for-2 the rest of the way.
Yeah, and I think it's not uncommon to me that defensive coaches, and especially defensive coaches who are involved in calling the defensive plays, like have that level of confidence that their defense will be able to hold them to a field goal. My issue with them, and I'm going to tell you what, me and along with everybody else in that stadium, breathe a sigh of relief when that field goal kicker ran onto the field. Yep. Like you're like, okay, whew, all right, yeah, go ahead. You could miss it, weather, everything. Let's do that. But to me, Clint, the biggest reason why I would have done it is I think the way the game is happening matters. And Baker and that offense, they scored 17 points in the second half. I can't remember the last time the Chiefs defense has done something like that. They were moving the ball up and down the field. They had a clear matchup issue with the tight end, which either he could win or could take so much so many people, so many eyeballs to him that it let somebody else get open. They were running the ball well. I think the way their offense was playing, and to me, the way the Chiefs offense was playing, this arguably was one of the Chiefs' best performances all year. 100-yard receiver, and that wasn't the guy who caught 2 touchdowns for 80 and Hopkins. That Kelsey was over 100. All right, 100-yard rusher in Kareem Hunt. No interceptions, 3 touchdowns from Mahomes, almost 300 yards. I would have taken it right there because of how the game was going both sides.
Yeah. Well, the thing, too, like to me, the game matters, right? You just mentioned one reason Todd Bowles felt like making that decision was because his offense was unstoppable in the second half. You know, so you feel really good about, man, if I can just win this coin toss, or if I can just hold them to 3, I got a shot. Yeah. Didn't get either one of them.
Didn't happen. All right, coming up, I am curious of this because many of you are, this is as down as you have been. I don't know what Clint's doing, but those of you on YouTube and Twitch,
he is aggressive.
He is inspired by the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight coming up this weekend or next weekend, whenever that is. But don't break the mic. That'd be a new different way
hurt
that you
my damn elbow
that.
And shoulders, man.
You did. Your hips are bad. You know all of that.
And older, man.
They're tired and he stretches his hips out.
But if you are, this is down as people have been on the Texans. What would a win Sunday against the Lions, how would that change your feelings about the Texans? Would it? Would it not? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Am I right here? Congratulations to Michael in Missouri City.
You are correct.
I know that area pretty well. Congratulations to Michael. Michael won a pair of those tickets, front row in the bullpen, to see the Houston Texans take on the Detroit Lions coming up Sunday night. So congratulations to Michael. Congratulations to all the winners all day on all 3 shows who got some tickets to this game on Sunday night. We'll be there, and hopefully Mike, Michael, and whoever you choose to join you has a good time. Love to see that. I know that's a fun thing. Tyler gets to deal with. We get to do it on Thursdays. Tyler gets to hear the pure happiness and joy of people who just won tickets to the game. Yeah, that's good. Congratulations to everybody. All right, I've been thinking about this because, it's you're looking at this and you're like, hey, man, you know, the Texans. We said before the year started, hey, they're a contender. They got Stephon Diggs. He said, boy, this is a team that's a contender. Now, I don't know if they're going to win it all, but they are a contender. They got to feel comfortable that we got a team, we got a coaching staff, we got a quarterback that can be in the game and can compete with anybody. That's what you have to feel. Now that we've gotten into the season and they're at a 6-3, leading the division, looks like they're going to make the playoffs, but the way that their 6-3 looks and the way that it has looked, even through some of the losses down the stretch, you know, I personally feel differently than I did earlier in the year. Obviously, injuries to Stephon Diggs, who is out again. We need to count up the days on Christian Harris. I want to get a fine on the days of Christian Harris. but he hasn't played. He's injured.
Where art thou?
No telling when he comes back. They've got a lot of issues. And then this offensive line is just, even if I thought they would be at their worst, I couldn't imagine that the offensive line and protection issues would be this bad. And it's the weirdest damn thing ever because somehow they have had a rusher rush for 400 yards in four straight games. But they are awful when it comes to pass protection. And I'm thinking to myself, if they won this game, if they come out and beat on Sunday Night Football in front of the world in a big game, they beat this Jared Goff, who I think is a flat-out MVP candidate. They go out and beat this team that runs the ball physically with Montgomery's power, with Gibbs, his speed, and his power. Like, it seems like Jared Goff has two or three incompletions a game. If you go look at him, he's like
efficient.
He's like 22 of 24.
Mm-hmm.
That one game against Seattle, I don't think he missed a pass in the game. But and then defensively, they're opportunistic. They stop the run. They got some big guys up front. They're not great against the pass when you can get it off. But, you know, this is a great football team and arguably the best football team in the league right now. If they get a win, I'm asking myself, is that going to change how I feel about them? I think it would just move me to a space of saying, I realistically believe they can beat anybody on a given day. And not like the Jags are going to beat the Chiefs or something, but like like they are talented enough to go toe to toe with anybody on a given day. But I still don't trust that they can do it enough times to get where I think a lot of Texans fans expected them to try to get to or expected them to compete to get to. I don't think they can win three games in a row against really good opponents. And that's where I am. I think it would have to change you. Your feelings on them if they were to win this game.
Video games are the devil.
It wouldn't shoot me, Clint, into this is a Super Bowl contender. This right here, this is a team that I think now I feel like they're right there with the Chiefs and the Ravens, you know, and the Bills or whoever. Now I feel great about them. I don't think one win against the Lions on Sunday would do that.
One win against the Lions on Sunday doesn't do that for me. They've played poorly enough, especially on the offensive side of the football, that one game is not going to sway me one way or the other. It matters how the game is played, of course. The one thing I will say is that if they find a way to beat the Lions, There's gonna have to be a certain level of physicality on display from the Houston Texans to even be in the game. Like to not get embarrassed and to even be even in your own backyard, even on primetime television. Like if you don't bring a certain level of physicality to a game versus the Lions, they're gonna hang half a hundred on you. And they're not going to feel bad about throwing the ball and running their offense late in the third or in the fourth quarter when they're up two scores.
Yes.
They're not going to allow you to come back and make it a one-score game so that we can hang our hat on that. They are going to skull drag you until the fourth quarter clock runs out.
They're about making statements.
Absolutely.
They got a national TV audience to make a statement.
Absolutely. And so if you beat the Lions, for me it's going to be about physicality. And it's going to be about a physicality that we've never seen from the not this year. We damn sure hadn't seen from the Texans, with the exception of Nico Collins and Joe Mixon.
You mean offensively?
Yes, I'm talking
defensively,
offensively.
I think they can.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out.
They can do it for four quarters.
I think. Look, I mean, I thought they bowed their neck and played extremely physical against the Buffalo Bills. I thought they did a hell of a job against the Green Bay Packers until it mattered the most. There have been moments this year where this defense has, there's not a problem lacking physicality. Like they are a physical bunch. You're going to get tested in that category more so this Sunday than maybe you did last year in the last game you played in the playoffs against Baltimore. It's going to be that caliber of physicality. And if you can beat the Lions, you are definitely going to show some level of physicality that I quite frankly just don't know that this team is. Offense and defense all combined, I don't know if this team has that level of physicality. If you beat the Lions, we're going to know, because you ain't beating them if you're soft.
Yeah. Yeah, someone texted in, if they play at a high level, making a statement against the Lions, then I'll know they can go out with Kansas City and the Ravens.
Yeah, that, and I think we're in the same place of like I don't know if they can just beat anybody right now. The way they're playing, there's not a scenario in which I can see they could beat the Lions, they could beat the Chiefs, they could beat the Ravens. They could, like, honestly, I know they beat the Bills, but I mean, if they played the Bills again, it is hard for me to see that they would be able to beat the Bills the way the Bills are.
The Bills with Shakir and Amari Cooper, it's a different animal.
And Ed Oliver as well up front, where you're struggling. Like, if Ed Oliver gets to go, you know, what that would have looked like pressure wise. So I don't know that I feel that way at this moment. If they were to go out and beat the Lions, and again, the Lions, and I think a point you're making also that we could talk about through the week, the Lions are not yet to a point where I think the Ravens and Kansas City and I think Buffalo maybe to an extent, the 49ers are here where, you know, the regular season you may just have a time where they just kind of show up and just kind of do whatever it takes to just win the game. The Lions are still in the we want to kick everybody's ass mode. We want to win, like we want to win all the games that we can play, and they are still kind of in a growth place. They're not in a let's just get to the playoffs. They want to make a statement every game out, and if you're able to tackle that, that to me is a big deal.
Well, they're ridiculously talented as well, Ron. I mean, look, like I think this is by far. Tell me if I'm crazy, but I think this is by far the best offense that the Texans have faced. Yeah. I mean, I think it's about when you talk about play caller, quarterback, run game, pass game, deep threats, ball control, like guys that are more possession type. They got everything. They got everything.
It seems like it's every, with the exception of golf, it's everything that the Texans kind of want to be.
Yes, and D'Amico said that last night on Texans All Access. He said this is how I envision playing football. Talking about their physicality, absolutely.
Yep, everything they got. All right. Coming up, we'll see what Tyler did last night. Maybe this is why he doesn't have room for Clint to add in on any kind of bets right now. Maybe he's in the shelf.
I do tonight.
He's in the shelf a bit after last night because I was sure looking at two bets that I knew he had that just were coming up zeros. But we'll look at Tyler's best bets from last night, and I want to hear from you all, and we'll discuss them. I want to hear from you. Text in. You're on YouTube and Twitch. Give some solutions. What would you do to fix? Like right now, you got the book. What would you do to fix the offensive line / pass protection issues? What are your solutions? What would be your solutions going into the game on Sunday night? We'll discuss.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that coming up next?
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I said I wanted solutions to what the Texans can do with this offensive line slash pass protection issues. And I see people texting in. We'll get to some of those.
They're all fixable.
Tyler Clinch is showing them to me, showing pass plays in the break on the All 22. My man's.
Uh-oh.
My man's. That's an S on that. My man Shaq Mason just on a bull rush. Not only got bull rushed 5 yards into C.J. Stroud, somehow he ended up turned sideways.
Get out!
He ended up facing C.J. Stroud about 6 inches from his face.
He ended up being driven and then turned sideways. And that was one of the better protect. Like, C.J. had a little time. He couldn't step into anything because he was right there in it. But my goodness alive, it's something they got to fix. And we know now that it is not going to be fixed via trade. Okay, they did not make a move. They did not do anything there. They did bring in two people. I'm not gonna waste my time. They did bring in two people to put on the practice squad, one guy they added on the practice squad. But they did not bring in anybody from another team in terms of trade or anything like that. So they're gonna roll with the guys they got, it looks like. And maybe there's some parts moving around here or there. But I said, what are solutions? What are some solutions that you have? Not just talking about it sucks or whatever. What are solutions that you have? Because, yes, we get that. The first person texted in and said, solution, walk up, slap each one of the old linemen and ask them if they are a B word. Again, that's not a solution. That's something that in a million years you'd never do or have anybody do. But that's not a real solution. Text line coming in. Get a new old line coach to start. Okay. I wonder how much of a solution that would be right now.
I feel like they've done that every season.
Yeah. Yeah, they've done. Yeah, they've had every bit of four or five offensive line coaches since I've been here. I've been here four seasons. I would have traded for a left guard. Okay, that's off the table. Can't do that. That's not a solution anymore. Man, the only thing I can think of that makes sense makes me think that Nick was being all right. That's not about a solution. That's about Nick of the trade. All right, I would change the play calling. Put Patterson at left guard when healthy. Fire O-line coach. Push Fisher at right tackle and Titus at left guard. Hell, I thought you said you was going to put Patterson at left guard. You going to put Patterson at left guard and Titus at left guard? Yeah, I mean, we got to flip Titus and at guard, as someone says, and put Fisher at right tackle.
Look, I think the net from a lineup standpoint, a roster standpoint, the adjustment that can be made that I think would be the biggest impact offensively on what's going on up front is to put Patterson in at center and move Juice Scruggs to guard. We saw Juice at left guard a lot last year, quite a bit actually late.
That was his position.
He's got that mentality. He's an interior. He's from build and mentality, he's an interior offensive lineman. You take the snapping of the football out of his hands and he plays a little bit more physical and he's able to focus on just playing that guard position. Patterson is more of a true center than he is a guard. He's going to really, really struggle. When you get bigger D linemen on him, not necessarily great D linemen, but bigger D linemen because he's light in the ass. And so I think if there's an adjustment to be made I think the adjustment, I think the best starting lineup that you can throw out there offensively on the offensive line is Patterson at center, Juice Scruggs at left guard, Shaq Mason at right guard, Titus Howard at right tackle, and Laremy Tunsil at left tackle. Now, you've got to, all of those guys across the board have to be better than they've been. One thing that jumped off the screen this week, Ron, in terms of the offensive line is Titus Howard is unbelievably soft. I mean, unbelievable how often he gets pushed back beyond C.J. Stroud. And when you couple that with an interior offensive line that is getting that's getting pushed back in the quarterback's face, you got major problems. Your tackles have to be they have to be a little bit more firm. And obviously, you risk getting beat around the edges, and you're gonna have to. There's a little bit of risk associated with it. But those guys have to be firm to give C.J. Stroud more to work with, and they're both highly paid players that should be able to understand that and should be able to accomplish that. We'll see what kind of adjustments are made. But from a personnel standpoint, if there's anything that can improve this offensive line, although I think there are other things that are more important and will have a bigger impact, but the move personnel wise is Patterson at center, Scruggs at guard, in my opinion.
Well, they're gonna have to try something, because I would think, because Kenyon Green obviously is out for the season. I'm trying to think. No, that's not the word. I saw Kendrick Green. That didn't work.
Well, it was.
I mean, it was better because he gave it everything he had.
He's given everything he's got, and he's better in the run. He's better in the run game. He's athletic. So when you talk about what the Texans have been better at is the downhill stuff, some of the pin and pull with the guards pulling and leading. He is really good in that situation. And the thing about Kendrick Green is that Kendrick Green he's not going to stand around and not have somebody to hit. Kendrick, on one of the big runs that Joe Mixon had, he actually blocked Laremy Tunsil's guy somehow. I mean, he literally was looking for someone to hit and ended up hitting Laremy Tunsil's guy and blocking him as Joe Mixon got ahead of the blocking scheme. So now there's no doubt about it. Kendrick Green would be an upgrade, and just the simple fact of being active and looking for somebody to hit and being physical, he brings that to the table. He's just not the caliber offensive lineman that you hoped a Juice Scruggs or a Kenyon Green obviously would be. Those guys are physically more gifted than
he
is.
Yeah, but I think he plays hard, but eventually it's going to get Kenyon.
Oh, it does.
Kenyon Green-like.
And yeah, it does.
It's going to get rough. So I just said that to say, like, I'd like to maybe see something different. I'd like to see, as you said, Patterson, we saw him play center. Juice played guard late last year. So I'd rather like to see that. But real quick, you said there's at least something that's at least more important than just the lineup change, because these guys are these guys, but something else to help them and to help the protection, because the protection is not just, as we've talked about, the offensive line. There'll be other things that can help.
Yeah.
Help with the sack numbers.
Yeah, look, I think it's the quickest way to impact this offense and to put this team in a better situation to have a chance to win against a team like the Detroit Lions is to not expect this offensive line, all five guys, to go out there and play flawless football. Your quarterback and your play caller have to find a way to overcome those pass protecting issues. Your quarterback has to learn that. He's got to flip it, man. He's 90% of the time working high to low, holding the football too long. There's options underneath. And if Bobby doesn't change anything, which he needs to in a big way, but if he doesn't change anything, you can eliminate half the sacks last week. I mean, you can eliminate – if you just get the ball out when Dalton Schultz is available in the snag routes and in the quick out routes and things like that, you could avoid half of the pressures kind of deal. That's got to be the quarterback's mentality. And then Bobby Slowick, the go back and watch the Jets game, man. Whoever thought that I'd be saying this, but it's a reality of it. Watch the Jets game that you played last Thursday night. Watch Aaron Rodgers and the way they executed the plan, because they knew that their offensive line could not hold up and could not protect the 40, 41, 42, however old Aaron Rodgers is. They could not protect him if he just stayed there in the pocket and held the football and tried to drive the football down the field and stayed aggressive. Go watch them. There were screens, the quick game. He was ripping the quick game. He wasn't waiting for things to come open downfield. If you pressed him, yeah, he threw a go route. If you were pressed right away, he wasn't waiting for a go route to run by zone, soft zone coverage. He's just the quick routes, the smoke routes, the screens. Like, that is – go watch the Jets film from Thursday night and steal everything they did in a quick game. Because we're 10 weeks into this thing, and Bobby hadn't shown the ability that's in his game plan at all. That's in his playbook at all. Go steal everything. Who's calling the plays for the Jets now? Downing, whatever. Go steal his quick game, screen Aaron game. Rogers. Go steal it. It would be an upgrade. Yeah. It would be an upgrade.
All right. They've got to do something to slow this thing down. All right, coming up behind us, Texans All Access Players Edition rookie tight end Cade Stover. He will be on with the guys coming right after we get done. And then Texans All Access Matchup Edition, this big game coming up on Sunday. They'll discuss that. And then after that, Area 45 live and local from 8 to midnight. Stay tuned as the fellas have it. And I believe it is Sean Bajani and the new guy, Chris. Chris is
in the building. Yeah, new voice for H-Town, our guy Chris Partee.
Chris Partee is in the building.
I hear he likes to partee.
That was cute.
Damn.
I don't think he's ever heard that.
Damn it.
That fell flat.
I'm not, yeah.
I hope your bets are better than that this week.
A delivery would. I got to work on that.
How did you do yesterday, by the way? Because I was looking at the Kareem Hunts. I said, hey, Kareem ain't going to get no passes. Samaje Perine ain't going to get no passes in there. And then Xavier Worthy, when he just didn't know where his feet were.
Worthy and Hunt were doomed from the go. Went 50%, man. Just been hitting that a lot lately on these best bets. Need to step it up. Went 3 for 6.
50s, man.
Yeah.
When your off days are 50%, that's a good thing.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
When you're just losing juice, not a bad thing, Bob.
Mahomes getting that passing yards was big time in OT.
Oh, he wasn't there, was he?
No, I would have been 2 for 6.
Yeah, he was glad they went to OT and everything, whether you made a little bit more or didn't lose as much money yesterday. All right, Clint, great job as always. Tyler, great job as always. I am Ron Hughley, Houston. And I know it's welcome in the new guy, Chris Webb. Welcome in. Huh? No. Houston, we love you, baby. Text line, you lost me as a listener when you blamed CJ for his team issues.
Oh no.
No.
Oh, Elizabeth. Oh, God.
I'm coming to get you. Elizabeth, God. We lost him. We lost him. Damn it.
He left his bridge troll and he's leaving. God.
We lost Jeff.
Oh.
Elizabeth, I'm coming.
Bye, dingo boy.
Before we do that, guys out there, the men's clinic. That's right. The men's clinic and how they specialize in ED. Well, fellas, yesterday I went in and tried it myself.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me.
Is that my boy Ron?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.